This is KN4RJN. Signal check, please.
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. John, you're making it not real loud, but you're making it clear.
This is KN4RJN. Hey, Harry, what do you know?
It's Wednesday, and it hasn't rained yet, and I saw a groundhog yesterday, so that's about the sum of it.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that. I had a family of groundhogs living in under my house in Inman. Mama would come back and have a litter of five or six there for two or three years in a row. And they were perfectly happy living underneath the deck, not under the house, but underneath the deck. They were kind of fun to watch.
KN4RJN, KC4ECN. Yeah, I've got one that lives under my storage building. It's the lot is not flat, so when I put this thing together, I built a platform that, you know, was level, so there is a space under it. Plus it is to run around here, and I wish it were a little less selective and pointed at you.
This is KN4RJ. And Harry, you're breaking up pretty bad there. A lot of static, and I'm losing your signal.
I don't know if that...
This is KN4RJ. Say again, sir. This is KN4RJ. You're still breaking up, Harry. I've lost you.
Hang on. The repeater is in, John. Well, thank you, Brian, in the background. We're back out of here and wait and see what happens here.
This is KN4RJ, and that broke up a little bit, but I got most of it. I'm not sure what's going on. In any event, have a good evening, Harry. I'll clear on out. KN4RJ in clear.
This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. A number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll run through those first. I got KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. His sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally in Simpsonville. K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. And his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel in Prosperity. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. WU2T, Mr. Rusty over in Moore. And W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim in Pelzer. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. KI4MRA, Mr. Fred in Hahn, Germany. And KO4RAX, Mr. Jim in Dacusville. And N4ASW, Mr. Tony up in Asheville. And W4MKH, Mr. Marshall in Jacksonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill in Anderson. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Dacusville. K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Malden. N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson. KJ4TIQ, that's my neighbor Philip over in Easley. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. The EchoLink stations now, EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic. Mark me in and out, sir.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. We'll start up with the RF group now in the Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Felix 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Felix 4, Delta Mike 53, and our daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Beck, Shell, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Wes? Okay, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative 7-3, you're on the net, and tell Miss Troy I said hello.
DOS. Please check in. So, Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight and in the work. 7-3, you carry Miss Troy on the net, be negative and negative tonight.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE, name is Chad. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, and she has no traffic. And Gary, I have no traffic tonight, sir. 73s.
4 Oscar Delta November, Braxton and Simpsonville. No traffic, but I will be around for the swap net.
Give me your call again, please, sir. I messed it up, and I don't want to read it back wrong. Give me your call again, please.
Oscar Delta November.
Appreciate it there, young man. This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening to W4ODN, Mr. Braxton down in Simpsonville, and KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, that's Chad's sweet little bride, and KO4NUE, Mr. Chad himself over there in Campobello. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there in Piedmont on his way to work tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful on the mobile and don't work too hard tonight. Have a great evening. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. That's my neighbor across the creek over there in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. And her dad, KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, and Rick's sweet bride, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's in the other room on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. We will tell Anthony I said hello. I don't know why he calls when I'm on the radio, but that's the way he does it. He wants to talk to his mom, I guess. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Sensibel.
Say good evening. KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. That's okay. I would have waited my turn. It's all right. This is KI4CLD. I am Alan. I am in Atwater, California, where it's 105 degrees. I'll take your guts. It's cool weather and rain, whatever you'll send me. I'll take it. No traffic, no other comments. Good evening, Gary, and everyone else on the net. Good to hear everyone. 73.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KF4CLD, Mr. Allen, out there in Atwater, California. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you're doing well. And, Allen, it is 73.6 degrees here at the house, and we just had a shower go across. So I hope you guys out there get some rain and get some cooler weather coming your way.
Sure hope so, but it's not expected, probably not till late October, maybe November. We'll see what happens. All right, carry on, sir. 73, KL4 CLD.
Come back as often as you can. You know we'd love to have you. Appreciate you checking in from California tonight. Let's see if we have any additional stations. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, check in Jai. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Mobile from a Shriners meeting, headed to the house in Campobello. Be negative and negative.
Control. D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
4DOS. Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. KK4TRJ, Bill, over cow fence. Negative, and I'll be listening.
Bert DOS. In November 4, Quebec, November, Victor, N4QNV. This is Brian in Greer, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
4, DOS. Gary, please check in. KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
4, DOS. W4TOA, Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Good evening to the net. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Appreciate it. Have a good evening, all.
Whiskey I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4TJQ. Mr. Johnny, I'm the mobile headed back towards Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. You be careful out there on the mobile. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. And KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill. He's up there at Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian, over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. And KO4QLG, that's mother brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And W4TOA, Mr. Grant, up there in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grant. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Greenville. Negative and negative.
DOS. Annette, please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling Annette.
Oh. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY. Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm in Travis Rest tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Gary.
Would like to say good evening to N1XRR, Mr. Michael, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Hope you're doing well. We'll ease on around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to a pair of Daves. W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Dave, you made number 50 on the log tonight. You won the door prize. Appreciate you being with us. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and I'll relay your message over there to Joey. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave, over here in Easley, neighbor of mine. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary,
check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
EOS. B1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative, negative. And a very good evening to all.
For DOS, again, Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Graycourt, negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. And KC2DQV, Mr. Bob down there in Great Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through? Wait a minute. I've been through that twice. Let's go on up to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, did the pre-net get me? I was sitting here to acknowledge me this morning, W4FCM. And for I apologize if it did, but it didn't recognize me this morning.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, Fred, it got you. W4FCM and N4IEI, Miss Isla. Let's see here, Fred. You were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You were 6 and 7 on the pre-check-ins, Fred, but it did pick you up, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Gary. W4FCM, sorry.
Not a problem there, young man. Better be safe than sorry. If it missed you, I wanted you in the log. I really did. Appreciate y'all being with us. Echo Through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KIPS.
For DOS. Great, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative. Thanks.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight, but I will be listening to the swap net. Thanks for calling the net.
OS. KC4GEE. It's Kilo Charlie 4, Golf Echo Echo. Name's Ken. Location Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And Patrick, we, Joy and I saw you up on 123 up there at, oh gosh, can't think of the name of the auto store now, but anyway, we saw your truck on the way to the doctor's office, so I started to holler at you, and I said, no, I won't do that, but just to let you know, we did see you today there, young man. Hope you're doing well. And KC4GEE, Mr. Ken, he's over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken, and hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link Stations again. Echo Link Stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. If you would check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no queue. And do be sure to tell Miss Joy that we, do be sure to tell Gary that Miss Joy that we say hello.
And I would like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message to Joy. She's on the phone in there with Anthony up there in Charlotte. I don't know when she'll be on the phone, if she's not already. So, but I'll relay your message to her. Thanks for being with us tonight. Going back to the alphabet, Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To patient group on Wednesday night, the India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Miss Joey, you're well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you enjoy having a good evening. And take good care down there. No traffic, no comment.
GOS. Mary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Nothing new to share. I'll hang around for the slot net. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KK4JFO. Master James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's a little further north up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are both doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Tonight.
DOS. Here, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
4DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative. 73 to all.
JFM for the Jack and Mills River will be in and out tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KD4SRR, Mr. Robert. you were picket fencing on me pretty bad. Sounded like you might be mobiling around, but you said where you were, but all I got was South Carolina, but... Appreciate you being with us and thought I'd just let you know about that. You're not in your normal parking spot, either there or at home, but you were picket fencing on me just a little bit. But we got you in the log, Robert. Thanks for being with us. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. And K9JFM, Mr. Jack up there in Mills River. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4D, the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Robert. Looks like you're on Echo Link now.
Yeah, dang it, I had to use technology. I'm looking for an antenna tuner. I might have mentioned this last week, but I'm looking for a good antenna tuner, not too expensive, that has manual knobs and SWR meters. I'm looking for the good stuff in retro tech. They can reach me on QRZ, or I'll just go ahead and give you my email, if I may. It is one word, Keller Courier, KellerCourier, Courier, at gmail.com. I do appreciate it, and back to net control.
You are looking for a manual antenna tuner, one that's got the knobs that you have to turn and that sort of stuff with the meters on it, you know, with SWR and power out meters, like a cross needle meter, or it could have two separate meters on it. And that's what you are looking for, is an old style antenna tuner, not the automatic jobs. Correct so far. All right, Robert. And the folks can reach you via email at Kilo Echo Lima Lima Echo Romeo Charlie Oscar Uniform India Echo Romeo at gmail.com, correct?
Correct. And I you did that. And phonetically, at KellerCourier@gmail.com. And I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And by the way, there's a little delay in Echo Link where I am sitting in frog level tonight. And for some of you who go, where the heck did he say? You would know it as the pilot station in Prosperity, South Carolina. Good evening, everyone, and thanks again, Net Control, Gary, for letting me do this. Appreciate it. I'm clear.
Okay, Robert, we got her down, and does anyone need any fills on this manual antenna tuner that Robert is looking for? Nothing heard right now, Robert, but we'll run this for a few weeks. When you find one of these, if you'll let me know, I can take it off my book, keep my book straight on this end. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. If we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before I start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
Stay with. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, Mobile.
And they would like to say good evening. KK4FTU. Mr. Richard out there on the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. You be careful out there on the mobile there, young man. Appreciate you checking in with us. All righty, it's KI4DOS and the 2-meter the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS790A. That's a tri-band 2-meter 440 1200 all-mode base station. They would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT990. That's an HF transceiver. Has a Yaesu MD1 desk mic, and they would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Motorola PM400. They would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has two Motorola Radius M1225s. They would like $100 each for them. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Uniden UM380. That's a Marine VHF weather GPS. transceiver. They would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Uniden BC780HLT. That's a Bearcat truck tracker scanner. They would like $87 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Uniden BCD996T. That's a Bearcat truck tracker 4. They would like $145 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a TYT390UV DMRHT. He has a charger and an extra battery to go with it, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft A3 tri-band beam, 10, 15, and 20 meters. He also has a rotator, a CDE rotator and control box, and he would like $250 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron 12-amp power supply. He would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM201B. That's a 2-meter base station. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has some sheet metal. It's 4 feet by 4 feet. It's in a frame. The frame is built out of a 3/4 by 1 inch wooden frame. The sheet metal is actually 4 feet by 2 feet pieces that are in this frame. He used them for mag mount antennas. He said he will take the best offer on this. Does anyone need any fields? Right here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check it out. QL Golf 4 Juliet India Alpha. KG4JIA Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net 73.
And that would like to say good evening to KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there at Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you're doing well there, young man. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver with a HM133 hand mic. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS830S. That's an HF transceiver with a Kenwood MC50 desk mic and a Kenwood SP230 external speaker. And he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT747. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 amplifier. He said this thing has just been rebuilt, got new tubes and everything in it. He would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit matching antenna tuner. Matches the SB200 amplifier, and he would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 509 Argonaut. That's a QRP transceiver, HF transceiver, and he would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 538 Jupiter. He has a hand mic and a desk mic with it. You can take your pick. If you get it with a hand mic, he would like $350. If you get the desk mic, he would like $385. Does anyone need any fields? The last item I got on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS5000. That's a VHF HT with a charger, and he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks staying around and listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. And folks, if you can go to the BRARS.CC website, and when you get up there, you click on menu, and it'll have a box that says hobbies. You click on that little box, and it'll have a drop down, and it'll go down to the bottom, and it says SwapNet. And if you'll click on SwapNet, and when that page comes up, then you have to go down to the bottom of that page, and it says See Recent Items. And you click on that, and you see everything that I've got, and I've got more on the web page than I do on the SwapNet book, because it just takes too long to read it all out. Some of it's kind of old, but you know, been on there for a while. But if you want to find out everything that's on the SwapNet, that's the way to do it. But we do appreciate all you folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go to the RAG-2? Call KI4DOS. The only RAG-2 I got marked down tonight is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, over there in Campobello. Mr. Chad, how was your day? I hope it was better than yesterday.
And everybody on the net, this is KO4NUE. Yep, I was going to hang around, drop by and talk with you for a few minutes, and just tell you that I did get an opportunity to go out to the garden today, and my turnips, I swear, I can watch them growing from, you know, beginning of the morning to end of the day. Looks like they've grown just a little bit. My tomatoes are about gone. I've got some green ones I need to get pickled. And I got more peppers than I know what to do with right now. I'm done drying. I'm done pecaning. I've done all I'm going to do with it. But I'm just going to let you know about the garden. And I'm feeling a little better. Not much, but just a little. What's going on your way?
Go out to our GP today. Joy had to go out there for a checkup. Just routine type deal. But it, guess where it is? I have to go out 85 to Woodruff Road and go down Woodruff Road down there to Highway 14, and that's where he is. Chad, I'd rather take a beating than go down on Woodruff Road all the way down to 14. But we made it down there and back in a timely fashion and didn't have any problems. And I didn't even get too upset today, which is unusual for me. But sounds like your garden's coming along good. You got ahead of me on the greens patch. I normally till up a little place down on the lower end and put out some mixed greens. I put some turnips and curly leaf mustards and old kale and I can't remember what all I put out. But my daddy taught me a long time ago, when you put those green seeds out, they're so small, I get some sand and mix with them and then just broadcast it out. Don't put it in any kind of rows or anything. Just sling it out all over everywhere. And then when you go out there to get the greens, you just pick what you're going to use and bring them in the house and do it that way. Or if you're going to... you want to can some or freeze some or whatever, you do that the same way. And, of course, you can tell that the turnip greens are a little from the other different varieties. And you let the turnips grow a little bit or either that or I plant a few other turnips over there just so I can get some turnips up. Joy doesn't like turnips too good, but I think they're pretty good. And so... every once in a while, I'll plant those, and I'll go out there and pull one up out of the ground, wipe the dirt off of it, and might even this one. I peel it just a little bit before I put the salt to it and then eat it like an apple.
I tell you. Turnips, greens, fat back, and then you take the grease that goes in the cornbread. That makes the cornbread now. Two boiled eggs, and then some spare ribs, and you boil them. You can brown them first, but you boil them. And then all that juice down in the bottom, Pap used to call that pot liquor. And that pot liquor goes in the turnips, boil the turnips with the pot liquor. And that's, I'm going to tell you, that's a meal fit for a king. And I can't wait. I love my turnips now. I mean, I just about can't do without them.
Well, kings are, Chad, they're not as picky as we are. They'd probably turn their nose up unless you told them it was had some kind of fancy French name to it or something. They might not know what good eating is. But no, that is really good. We're talking about eating. We went over to a place today and got some barbecue. And Joy looked at me and she said, "If I'm going to eat smoked chicken, Chad's going to cook it."
Okay, well, good. That's good. I do pretty good on the barbecue. My stepbrother is a competition barbecuer. He goes to all these competitions around the United States. And he's taught me a little bit. You know, he won't give away all his secrets. But he's made his own sauce. He sells his own sauce. And he calls it the Weekend Warrior. But boy, it's good. It's good. It's got grapefruit juice in it. And I swear that makes it. But he's taught me, you know, how to do smoking and this, that, and the other, and how to keep everything, you know, juicy and tender, which can be difficult, you know. But let me let my radio drop on tell you about daddy's new smoker. Dad's smoker went out. We both got pellet smokers. We used to do the wood chips, and it's just so much easier with the wood pellet. You just walk away from it, you know. But his went out, and we're pretty competitive when we do pork. He don't mess with chicken, but I do. But we're, like I said, pretty competitive. So his Traeger went out, and he just went and bought him a new one. And he got the thing, the most expensive one. I don't think he read anything, but he got the most expensive one, and it's Bluetooth controlled. You can control it through the internet and through Bluetooth. And we had a time setting the thing up. I mean, a horrible time. He didn't know it was Bluetooth controlled. You know, he's just not technologically savvy. But you have to set the thing up to get it to even work. So it took us a while. You know, his wife tried to set it up and got it all messed up, you know. It kept asking for a Wi-Fi password. Not Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi, as in smoke fire. And they kept putting the wrong, you know, it was a big deal. But anyway, what I was going to tell you was, when we got it all set up, I told him that, you know, this is Bluetooth controlled. And I've downloaded the app on my phone, so I'm going to control your smoking from the house. And oh boy, he got the poochy lip. I mean the poochy lip.
I'm sorry about the delay, but I was laughing. I can just see your dad out there. You out there with your phone controlling his smoker and messing his pork up or whatever he's smoking out there in the smoker. he can't do anything about it because he's not hooked up on Bluetooth. I guess he is, but I guess it would depend on who's controlling it, right? Or is it, does it matter?
It's linked to his phone. He can, you know, control from his phone. But I'm not telling him any different. He thinks it's, I've got it on my phone too, so when he goes out there, he's out there trying it out last week, and all you gotta do is just step out on the porch, you know, cause he can see the house from the other side of the farm through the trees, and all you gotta do is just go out there and sit on the swing with the cell phone, and I just go out there and check my email. But he sees me up there on that phone. He'll come out every 10 minutes and make sure everything's, you know, where he left it when he went back in the house. I can tell it's aggravating him to death. But you just have to. I guess you just have to be here, Gary. But it is funny.
Dad, I'm sorry to say I have not met your dad to be able to shake his hand. I did meet him going out the driveway one day. He was coming in as I was going out, and he looked at me like, "What are you doing in my driveway? Get off the road. I'm going home." So I swerved over on the out in the dirt a little bit and let him go on by me. But he seemed like a real nice fella. And I can see where y'all would have a lot of fun with that, or you would have a lot of fun with it, whether he would or not. Him coming out there trying to smoke something, and he sees you out there thinking you're going to mess it up for him.
When he found out his Bluetooth, he blamed it on his wife. Why did you pick this one out? It's Bluetooth. And I could tell he just, you know, he wasn't happy with it. And I said, "Well, Daddy, just take it back." "No, no, I'm just going to take it back. But I don't want you messing. I don't want you in there messing with my programming," he said. I didn't say anything to him. But as much as he aggravates me sometimes, and it's all in fun, I just can't pass up the opportunity, you know, to just kind of jingle my phone when I see him out there running it. So I'm on, he's supposed to do some cooking next weekend, so it'll be a good opportunity to mess with him again.
I-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4-NUE. Mr. Chad over in Campobello. Well, Chad, I tell you, that you and your dad have a lot of fun picking at each other back and forth. I'm sure he gets you on some stuff and you get him on some stuff. That's the way me and my daddy used to be. My dad's been gone a good many years now. But I miss the old feller. every day, seems like, you know, I'll be doing something or go out to the toolbox and reach in, and I got all his tools, and I'll reach in the toolbox and grab something that belonged to him, and I'll ease it back down. I won't part with it for anything in the world, but most of the stuff not fit to have, but it means a lot to me anyhow.
I agree. You got to be careful with that granddaddy and daddy stuff, because by the time it gets in your toolbox, it's wore about flap out, you know. But you just, you know, can't get rid of them. I got some things down there that'll never be used. But they were granddaddies and great-granddaddies, and I can't get rid of them, you know. Just keep them up on the wall or keep them in the toolbox. But you're right, we always messing with one another, and it's all in good fun. He's been having a hard time with my grandmother. He's got her cell phone, and she's got some dementia issues. And she's having a hard time with the phone. She inadvertently deletes whatever he puts. He's put speed dial on her phone, so she can just touch daddy's picture and it calls him. And she keeps deleting it somehow. And he's, you know, every other day he's down here, you know, wanting me to put it back on the phone. So it's something around here all the time. But other than that, not much going on around here, I guess. Still kind of recovering a little bit.